Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, December 21st, 2025. Matthew writes in his Gospel, "Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her.'" We stand now at the threshold of Christmas. The candles of Advent burn almost to their end, their light gathering strength as the dawn of the Incarnation draws near. Today the Church invites us into a moment of deep stillness, a silence as profound as Joseph's dream, so that we might hear the quiet voice of God speaking into our own fears, our own uncertainties. In these final days before the Nativity, the Gospel gives us not Mary's story, but Joseph's. It is a story of quiet righteousness, of hidden obedience, of faith that listens in silence. Joseph says nothing in the Gospels, and yet his silence speaks volumes. It tells of a heart so attuned to God that even in confusion and heartbreak, he remains open. Joseph had every reason to walk away. What he saw seemed like betrayal. What he understood made no sense. And yet, when the angel speaks to him in a dream, "Do not be afraid," he allows divine mercy to interrupt his plans. He chooses trust over control, faith over understanding. That's the heart of this Sunday's Gospel. God's coming often begins with the unraveling of our own human expectations. The angel does not offer Joseph an explanation that satisfies the intellect. He offers a call that stretches the heart. "Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home." At that moment, Joseph's obedience is not passive, it is courageous. To believe that the Holy Spirit is at work where everything seems uncertain, that's faith. To stay, to embrace, to protect the mystery, that's love. Joseph becomes the guardian of the Redeemer, not through words, but through his fidelity. His yes is hidden, but it changes the course of salvation history, and perhaps that is why the Church holds him before us on this last Sunday of Advent, to remind us that the holiest acts are often quiet ones, the choice to stay, the decision to trust, the readiness to let God's plan unfold in ways we do not yet understand. In our world, noisy, hurried, filled with anxiety, Joseph's silence is a healing word. He shows us that holiness is not found in constant doing, but in faithful listening. In every vocation, in every family, in every heart longing for peace, God still whispers, "Do not be afraid." So as we prepare for Christmas, we might ask ourselves, where is God inviting me to take something or someone into my heart that I do not yet understand? What mystery have I been afraid to welcome? What dream, like Joseph's, might the Holy Spirit be using to guide me towards trust? The child to be born will be called Emmanuel, God with us. That is the promise Joseph risked everything to believe. And it is the same promise offered to us, that in the midst of confusion, fear, and doubt, God is already here, quietly entering the world through our acts of trust and love. Let us pray for the grace to listen, to obey, and to love as Joseph did, to awaken from our dreams ready to do what the Lord commands. Let us pray. O Lord God of promise and peace, as you once spoke to Joseph in the silence of the night, speak now to our hearts. Quiet our fears, calm our restless thoughts, and teach us to listen for your voice. Come, Emmanuel, be born again in our hearts this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to invite them as well to join us each day here as we share the word from My Hermitage. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.